Good evening, Guillermo. Welcome to the Space Show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me to be here with you.
We've heard a number of signals which might just possibly have been from ET, but more likely are terrestrial, that is from the Earth. How can you be sure, before you announce to the world, we found ET, we have found some signals from other civilizations, how can you be sure of not raising a false alarm?
Well, it is very difficult. But first of all, what I told you that we discovered something like, between all the projects, something like 200 signals that looks like reality signals. The main problem with all these signals are that they don't repeat. When you repeat your observations at the same point in the sky, you don't get those signals again. So the first thing that will call our attention is, well, try to find something that stays for a long period of time at the same point in the sky. So if you observe and you move your antenna to other point of the sky, and when you move it to other point of the sky, you don't detect any interference or any signal, and you put and you move again to the original point in the sky, your antenna, and you redetect again, well, that will be a very interesting thing. That will mean that that signal is not an interference, a local interference, because if it would, when you move the antenna to other part of the sky, it will remain, because its origin will be the Earth. So The second part of this protocol would be to call other observatory and ask to search in that point of the sky and to check whether they detect the same signal than you at the same point in the sky. Well, if that is possible, well, you have a real proof that at least there is something in that point of sky very strange. After confirming all these things, you should call the International Astronomical Union and report the discovery of a new astronomical radio source. So this would allow other observatories to confirm or to reject this kind of observation. If all these items were complete, then you are in a position to announce the world that something strange is in that point of the sky. There is a source that looks like an intelligent source, and you can claim in a first approach that you have already discovered an extraterrestrial intelligence.
Some people, of course, would say that such an announcement would have quite a far-reaching effect on the psychology or the psyche of humanity, and that therefore the discovery would be kept secret. Is there any intention to make sure it is announced, if ever found, or would it be kept secret?
Well, this procedure was established some time ago by the major astronomical organization in the world. There is, in general, we call this SETI protocol. There is an informal arrangement between all SETI researchers not to keep secret. And you need not to keep the secret because of the Earth's rotation, you cannot observe the ET source, the possible ET source, the 24 hours a day. So you need the cooperation. For example, if we pick up something strange in Argentina, we can observe that source only for 4 hours. So we should call the Australian astronomers to keep searching, because when we cannot observe the source because of the Earth rotation, the Australians can, because they are in the other side of the world. So for this kind of project, you need an international cooperation, and it is very difficult to keep the secret under these circumstances. The second thing is that there was an international agreement signed by the International Astronomical Union, the International Academy of Astronautics, the International Space Law Institute, the International Union of Radio Science, where all the people agree that the announcement should be done if all those items that I already explained before were satisfied.
Well, Guillermo, thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here. Thanks.